Lesson 41, Doctrine and Covenants Sections 36 and 37. Introduction. On December 9, 1830, 2 days before Edward Partridge was baptized, the Lord gave him a revelation through the prophet Joseph Smith. In this revelation, which is now recorded in Doctrine and Covenants Section 36, the Lord forgave Edward Partridge of his sins and called him to preach the gospel. The Lord also issued a commandment for all priesthood holders to preach the gospel. Shortly after receiving this revelation, Joseph Smith received the revelation contained in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 37, in which the Lord commanded the saints to leave New York and gather to Ohio. Suggestions for teaching. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 36, verses 1 through 3. The Lord forgives Edward Partridge of his sins and calls him to preach the gospel. Bring to class a suitcase or backpack containing items a missionary might need when serving a full-time mission. For example, you might include scriptures, white shirts, ties, dress shoes, and a copy of Preach My Gospel. Show students the closed suitcase and invite them to imagine it is packed for a missionary who is on his or her way to serve a full-time mission. Ask what they expect might be in the suitcase. Then open the suitcase and display its contents. Or you could invite students to work in pairs and make a list or draw pictures of items that missionaries may need on their missions. Explain that there are other things that missionaries need that do not necessarily fit in a suitcase or backpack. The Lord mentioned some of these things in a revelation addressed to Edward Partridge. That revelation is now found in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 36. Invite students to look for what a missionary needs before he or she is prepared to serve a mission as they study this revelation. As students identify truths during this lesson, you may want to write those truths on pieces of paper. Then tape or pin the pieces of paper to the outside of the suitcase or backpack for students to see. You could also simply list them on the board. Invite a student to read aloud the following background information for Doctrine and Covenants, Section 36. Ask the class to listen for what helped Edward Partridge make the decision to be baptized. Within a few weeks of the arrival of Elder Oliver Cowdery and his companions in northeastern Ohio, many people had been baptized into the restored Church of Jesus Christ. Although Edward Partridge's wife, Lydia, had been among those who had been converted and baptized by the missionaries, Edward was still not fully convinced. He desired to visit the prophet Joseph Smith before making up his mind. He and Sidney Rigdon arrived in Waterloo, New York, as Joseph Smith was in the middle of a sermon. When the prophet had finished speaking, Edward stood to speak. He reported that on their way to Waterloo, he had spoken with the neighbors near the Smith family farm in Manchester about the character of the Smith family. Satisfied with what he had learned, Edward asked if Joseph would baptize him. Invite students to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 36, verse 1, silently, looking for what the Lord told Edward Partridge after he was baptized. What blessing did Edward Partridge receive as a result of his baptism? The Lord forgave his sins. What responsibility did Edward have after he was baptized? Why do you think it is important for those who were called to preach the gospel to repent and be forgiven of their sins? To help students understand why it is important for prospective missionaries to repent of their sins, invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. You may want to point out that when Elder Holland uses the phrases play for the adversary and suit up for the Savior, he is likening the battle between good and evil to an athletic contest. Consider preparing a copy of this statement for each student. Quote, in this battle between good and evil, you cannot play for the adversary whenever temptation comes along and then expect to suit up for the Savior at temple and mission time as if nothing has happened. God will not be mocked. The Lord has drawn lines of worthiness for those called to labor with Him in this work. No missionary can be unrepentant of sexual transgression or profane language or pornographic indulgence and then expect to challenge others to repent of those very things. The Spirit will not be with you, and the words will choke in your throat as you speak them. You cannot travel down what Lehi called forbidden paths and expect to guide others to the straight and narrow one. It can't be done. End quote. From We Are All Enlisted, Ensign Orleahona, November 2011, page 45. To help students understand what they can do now to be clean for missionary service, invite a student to read aloud the following invitation to repent, also from Elder Holland. Quote, "Whoever you are and whatever you have done, you can be forgiven. Every one of you can leave behind any transgression with which you may struggle. It is the miracle of forgiveness. It is the miracle of the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ. But you cannot do it without an active commitment to the gospel, and you cannot do it without repentance where it is needed. I am asking you to be active and be clean. If required, I am asking you to get active and get cleaned." End quote. From We Are All Enlisted, page 45. Explain that although Edward Partridge had been baptized prior to receiving this revelation, he had not yet received the gift of the Holy Ghost. Ask students to read Doctrine and Covenants section 36, verses 2 through 3 silently, looking for what the Lord told Edward about the gift of the Holy Ghost. Invite students to report what they find. Based on what the Lord told Edward Partridge, why do missionaries need the Holy Ghost as their companion? According to verse 2, what would the Holy Ghost teach Edward Partridge? What do you think it means to learn the peaceable things of the kingdom? To help students understand this question, have them read Doctrine and Covenants section 42, verse 61. You might invite students to share experiences they have had when the Holy Ghost has taught them the peaceable things of the kingdom. Remind students that some experiences are too sacred or personal to share. Doctrine and Covenants, section 36, verses 4 through 8. The Lord issues a commandment regarding those who are called to preach the gospel. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, section 36, verses 4 through 5 and verse 7 aloud. Before the student reads, point out that in these verses, the Lord is speaking to the elders of His church. Ask the class to follow along, looking for a responsibility the Lord gave to priesthood holders. What responsibility did the Lord give to priesthood holders? After students respond, write the following truth on the board. Priesthood holders are called to preach the gospel. To help students understand the importance of this truth and how it applies in our day, invite a student to read aloud the following statement by President Thomas S. Monson. Quote, "I repeat what prophets have long taught, that every worthy, able young man should prepare to serve a mission. Missionary service is a priesthood duty, an obligation the Lord expects of us who have been given so very much." End quote. From As We Meet Together Again, Ensign Orleahona, November 2010, pages 5 through 6. According to Doctrine and Covenants, section 36, verse 5, what do priesthood holders need to do before they are ordained and sent forth to preach the gospel? How can a young man show the Lord that he embraces the commandment to preach the gospel? Who do you know who has embraced the commandment to preach the gospel? How has this person's example influenced you? You may want to explain that although full-time missionary service is a priesthood duty, young women may also serve. President Thomas S. Monson said, quote, "A word to you young sisters. While you do not have the same priesthood responsibility as do the young men to serve as full-time missionaries, you also make a valuable contribution as missionaries, and we welcome your service." End quote. Ask students to read Doctrine and Covenants, section 36, verse 6, silently, looking for the basic message the Lord commands His missionaries to teach. To help students understand the phrase, "garments spotted with the flesh," explain that in ancient Israel, clothing that was contaminated with disease was burned to prevent the disease from spreading. In this verse, the Lord compares disease with sin, and thus commands us to avoid anything associated with sin. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, section 36, verse 7 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the manner in which priesthood holders should embrace their calling. How can a priesthood holder embrace his calling with singleness of heart? Answers might include being committed to his calling and serving with sincerity and integrity. If you have served a full-time mission, consider sharing your experience of embracing the call to preach the gospel. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 37. The Lord commands His church to gather to Ohio. Explain that while Sidney Rigdon and Edward Partridge were investigating the church in Ohio, persecution of the saints in New York was increasing. In some cases, threats were made on the lives of church leaders, and their enemies were meeting in secret to plot their destruction. Near the end of December 1830, a few weeks after Sidney Rigdon and Edward Partridge arrived in New York, Joseph Smith received a revelation in which the Lord commanded the saints to escape their enemies and move to Ohio. Invite three students to take turns reading aloud from Doctrine and Covenants, Section 37, verses 2 through 4. Ask the class to follow along, looking for preparations the Lord wanted Joseph to make before he went to Ohio. Invite students to report what they find. Why did the Lord command Joseph Smith to go to the saints in Colesville? What principles can we learn from these verses about prayer? Students may use different words, but make sure they identify the following principles. If we pray in faith, the Lord will answer our prayers. The Lord often uses others to answer our prayers. When has another person been an answer to your prayers? As prompted by the Spirit, share your testimony of the doctrines and principles discussed in this lesson. Invite students to act upon what they have felt as they have studied these revelations. Commentary and background information. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 37, verse 1. Not translate anymore. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 37, verse 1 refers to the Joseph Smith translation of the Bible. The prophet Joseph had finished the translation of the Book of Mormon, but though his work on the Bible was very important, the need to move to Ohio because of the enemy took priority. He continued the work on the revision of the Bible later in Ohio.